USA Radio News.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine was one of the few undecided votes regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She did vote earlier on Friday to end the debate, but the Maine vote will be Saturday. She took to the Senate floor for nearly 45 minutes and at the end announced how she would vote.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court, and so that public confidence in our judiciary and our highest court is restored. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
A Chicago police officer was convicted of second-degree murder on Friday in the 2014 shooting of a teenager that was captured on a dash cam video. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate says he doesn't care about being snubbed by Barack Obama. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is challenging Republican Senator Ted Cruz, and former President Obama has endorsed 11 candidates in Texas. O'Rourke is not one of them. Reports are O'Rourke was not fazed, though, by the snub, saying, quote, "I don't think we're interested anyway." In 2012, Obama and former President Bill Clinton both endorsed his opponent for Congress, but O'Rourke won anyway.
The unemployment rate fell in September to 3.7%. Now, this is the lowest the unemployment rate has been since 1969. U.S. non-farm payrolls rose to a seasonally adjusted 134,000 in September. That is the smallest gain and a possible sign that employers are starting to struggle to fill jobs. Wages rose 2.8%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The gig economy is the talk of the working world. Now, what it means to be in a gig economy is you might work for Uber, you might work for Amazon, you have a bunch of different jobs that are helping you to make ends meet. Lewis Hyman is Associate Professor of Economic History at Cornell University. He's also author of a new book titled Temp, How American Work, American Business, and the American Dream Have Become Temporary. I had a chance to chat with the professor, and the first thing I asked him was what led to this gig or temp economy.
Yeah, it's really exciting to think about that because you hear so much in the news about how Uber and maybe the smartphone and the apps are creating our insecurity today. Think back to downsizing and before that deindustrialization. And so the roots of today's insecurity in the workforce are really in decisions that were made in the 1970s as we reorganized our work life.
You mentioned social media. What role does social media play in that gig economy that people are living in?
Well, social media has certainly amplified lots of different conversations, but it's also made it possible to make new kinds of connections. One of the questions people are thinking about in the gig economy is, well, how do we organize workers the way we organized industrial workers in the 1930s and 40s and 50s to deliver the good life? Well, just as our businesses today are distributed, we need to figure out ways to connect people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.